Garden of KCOH, 1430 AM, as well as the Houston Round Ball Review, speaking with Sherry Cole, Oklahoma Sooners. Well, Coach, as I guess is my tradition, I always ask you about the preceding games of the previous week, and you guys picked up two very good road wins, first over Illinois and second over at Tulsa. So let's talk about those ball games.
Yes, sir. Our both our first two true road games of the season, so it's nice to get a win in both of those. Didn't play very well for a 40-minute period in either one of those, quite honestly. Had good spurts, had a really good spell in the middle of the first half of the Illinois game, really good spurt about two-thirds of the way through that really put the game away, led by Daniel Robinson. And then Tulsa started off great and then got a little complacent, and then had another good stretch toward the end of the first half and kind of put them away, and then sleptwalked through the second half. So we've got some growing up to do in terms of our discipline and our attention to detail when we're ahead, when we have a sizable lead. But the young team is learning, and I'm proud of them, and I think we're going to keep getting better.
Yeah, you touched on it in the Illinois game. You know, I had a chance to watch that game because it was on television. Illinois made a run in the second half, but the team responded to a win by 10 points. So just talk about keys to pull away with the victory.
Well, Illinois guarded us a little differently than we have seen. We saw pressure our first four games of the season. There was all kinds of heat on the basketball, one pass away denials, lots of activity, lots of athleticism. And Illinois is very athletic, but they took a different approach. They packed in the lane. They backed off of our guards. And it caused us some spacing and some decision-making problems early on. It's just a different feel when you're playing along and you face heat. You start to develop a rhythm and a way you move the ball, and then all of a sudden there is no pressure on the ball, and there is no one pass away denial. And our guys did the quintessential human thing. They just kept getting closer to the basket, which completely destroyed all of our spacing for our post feeds or our extra passes. And it really took us until deep in the second half to sort of acclimate to that. And so it was good for us to see that. Illinois has tremendous bigs, and they gave us some problem in the post, but Daniel Robinson took the game over with about, 8 minutes to go with three in a row steals that led to layups at the other end and really pushed the margin up to about 18, I think, and you know, we were able to key off of that and hold on and feel pretty good about the win. Both games, though, Chris, we've got to do a better job from the free throw line. Those scores would be dramatically different when you look at them in the paper the day after the game. If we just convert our free throws, you know, you win by 20 at Tulsa, you make your free throws, you win by 36 or 38. We have just got to do a better job from the line, and we've got enough good shooters, we can do that. We've just got to figure out how to get through that mental hurdle.
Now, as a head coach, can you, I guess, teach your players to not be complacent, or is it that a maturity thing, or how do you go about doing that?
I think you can affect it. I do. I think you can speed along the maturation process, but it is very much a reflection of immaturity and guys having to figure out how to play against the game itself and not the opponent. And sometimes it's a sense of maturity that comes not necessarily in age, but in terms of interpersonal development. Just some kids get it quicker than others. We're pushing at it, and one of the reasons that I've been so tough on our kids publicly is because I don't want them to be okay with it. I don't want them to be satisfied by it. Just because you win, it's not always the point. The point is to win, play in the way you know you're capable of. And so we'll keep pushing at it, and I think we'll grow in that regard because we are incredibly young. We have a team full of freshmen and sophomores, only three juniors and no seniors. So kind of to be expected, but not necessarily tolerated.
Now, the team doesn't play again until Sunday versus Michigan State, so what's going to be the schedule like this week?
Well, we've had some crazy weather here in Oklahoma. Yesterday, university was canceled. It was the first day of finals, and almost every guy on our team had a final yesterday. So those are having to be rescheduled later in the week, and we don't even really know what that looks like. Typically, we take a couple of days off during finals week, try to hit their heaviest test days, and stay out of the gym and let them focus solely on academics. But because of this crazy ice storm and the weather that we've had, the remainder of the week is still a little bit up in the air, so we'll kind of play that by ear as we go.
Is it too early for you to give me a Washington State?
I haven't watched much on them. I did have an opportunity to see them in Cancun. They were there at the event we were participating in over Thanksgiving, and I think they're continuing to get better and better. They get after you. They play hard. Their guards are good. They're young, but they're very good, and they're developing. And then they've got a 6'9 center, Alyssa DeHaan, who is long, long, long. And she's not beefy, and she's not physical like my centers are, but she is long, 6'9", true. She was at USA Basketball this past spring and summer, so I had a chance to watch her up close, and she's very skilled. She can do a lot of things, and she can alter a lot of shots. So she will be a different look than we've faced anywhere, obviously.
Well, for the third time, this young seeded Danielle Robinson was named Big 12 Rookie of the Week. So has she... This seems kind of a strange question, but has she done things so far that have surprised you at all?
Well, she's a very talented kid, and I thought she could be an impact player at this level, but I'd be lying if I said I thought she was going to come in and be Rookie of the Week three times before we even went to the Christmas holiday. Just her development, her poise, particularly against the schedule that we've played, has been very impressive. We looked up statistics from Lanisha Caulfield's freshman year, and you know she was a standout from Ada, Oklahoma, who was a senior on that Final Four team that played in the national championship game. And Nisha's the all-time leader in steals here at the University of Oklahoma. And Danielle was on pace to, she is ahead of Lanisha's pace right now in her freshman season. And the difference there is the caliber of the schedule that Nisha played in her first eight games versus the caliber of schedule that we faced with D-Rob. So pretty impressive start. And I think she's just going to continue to get better as she learns. The point position is the toughest on the floor to come in and take as a freshman. So she's got a lot to learn, a lot of directional leadership type skills to develop. But as far as pure athleticism and basketball skills, she's been fabulous.
Shifting gears real quickly, have you had a chance to, I guess, see what the other teams in the Big 12 have done thus far?
Yeah, I've been watching, and there have been some impressive wins. Most recently, Colorado knocked off Vanderbilt. Iowa State beat Iowa and playing very well. Baylor knocked off Cal. I was just looking at a little schematic that had teams, their ranking, their strength of schedule, their field goal percent. Nebraska and Kansas both have impressive numbers. And then when you look at the top 25 in the country, Texas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Baylor, Oklahoma State, all right there in the top 25, depending which poll, top 27. So the Big 12 South is almost entirely represented in the national top 25 poll, which is pretty amazing.
And, I mean, you're talking about six quality teams in the Big 12 South. Do you think it's possible for all six of those teams to reach the tournament?
Well, I think it's definitely possible and maybe even probable that at least six teams will get there. What's tough is when you play in the Big 12 South, you beat each other up. So a team from the North is at least one team is going to end up probably at a little better position record-wise and maybe even in a national ranking a little bit higher than some of the teams in the South because our win-loss record. But the RPI comes in and maybe picks some guys back up. So, I don't know. I think Iowa State is really, really good. I think they're under the radar. I think Nebraska and Kansas are playing well, and obviously Colorado's coming on. So, the North might be a little bit tougher than people think.
Okay, Coach. Well, as always, thank you very much. Good luck on Sunday, and I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.